Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, I think this is an inevitability that the NFL suddenly realized, or maybe had been thinking about this for a long time, and then this whole neutral site idea for an AFC title game born of the horrific DeMar Hamlin situation. They sell 50,000 tickets in about 5 seconds for this thing, which it would be every year. You could play the game anywhere and take, you know, if it was Atlanta, Minnesota in the NFC title game, you could play it in Indy and you would sell the place out. No problem. They seem to love this idea. Mike Florio says it's going to happen as early as next season. I agree that this is going to happen, and I think it stinks.
So do I.
Now explain to me how this is worth so much more money to the NFL. Okay, they sell it out in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But what happens to the 85,000 or however many at Arrowhead Stadium for Kansas City?
Right.
That money still is divided, right? Or
good
can
question.
Divide it. Why is it more beneficial to the league to make more money? That's the only reason you would do it, I would think, to make more money. But I like rewarding a team. You know, Kansas City had the best record the best year. They should get the home game. The Steelers have hosted AFC championship games. They should. They earned that right. I mean, the Polamalu-Baltimore game, was that a championship game or was that leading up to it?
That was a championship.
I wouldn't want that to be in Indianapolis. I wanted it to be here. I don't know. I'm not smart enough. I don't have two nickels in my pocket. But I want to reward a team that has the best year with a home field.
Yeah, I talk about competitive balance all the time and make things, you know, whatever's the best, earn it, have number one seed. Why have a number one seed then? You know, what's the difference? If you know you're going to get there eventually, it's going to be at a neutral site. There gives you no reason to fight for that one seed.
Well, you still want to get there, though.
Okay, but the point is, if you can't get a home field because of it, you only get two games at home. That means you only get one game at home.
Yeah.
So I'm reading Florio because I had the same question you did. Like, why is this such a financial boon to the league? So let me just read this.
They'll treat it like a Super Bowl. The week leading up to it, they're off circuses, entertainment. Everyone will come to it as a vacation.
For sure. You'll have cities bidding, like the Olympics, to host the thing.
They got a taste of that with the draft and all the money it brings into the draft.
No, that's a good point.
He said it's at least 24 owners have to vote for it. But even if the Bills and Chiefs don't make it to the next round this year, this was obviously before the weekend, the league's decision to tout the ticket sales becomes the foundation for the NFL to sell the possibility to owners and fans as innovative, groundbreaking, next step in growing the game, taking two of its most significant games to new cities and stadiums every year. He said it robs the higher seed of the ability to host the game. It also impacts some of the profit generated by the home team. But mostly, you can pump up the ticket prices, you can treat it like a Super Bowl, and you can do this and get cities to bid for it. So they love the look of it, and it is a financial boon in some ways to them. That would be their answer.
And I've heard it compared to the college playoffs, you know, their Rose Bowl, Orange Bowl, Fiesta Bowl. It's rotated in neutral sites. And again, I think Bob's point, it is a party, I guess.
That's what they'll do with it.
I think it stinks.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
And by the way, if you're here, The minute that gets announced, you can rest assured that unless we get a new stadium, there will never, ever, ever be another conference title game in Pittsburgh. Never.
But there will be a new stadium here sooner rather than later, in my opinion. So, no, but they're never going to bring one to Acrisure Stadium.
And, unless it's a dome stadium, they're not bringing one to Pittsburgh.
But see, there you go with the advantages, too. You know, if you earn the right to have the advantage for two home games, yeah, you get a bye, but you get one home game, and then you have to play essentially a neutral game. That, to me, the incentive is not as great as it once was to have the number one seed.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do we all agree this is going to happen sooner rather than later?
Boy, all the financial experts are predicting it, and you know how the NFL operates. If it helps our revenue stream, we're going to vote for it. I think it's going to happen.
I guess. I don't agree with it, but I guess.
Can you elaborate on that, Bob?
I just don't
A lot. That's not the question. Will it happen?
They used to have two seeds. They got a bye. Now they have one. Now you're basically diminishing anything that would, you know, sure you want to get it, but if you don't, it's not as bad. You have one home game.
I hate it too.
I just don't like it.
But do you agree that it will happen? Or I just wonder if you have reasons that you're thinking it might not.
If it happens, it's only because of the money and what they can generate. And it would be significantly more money.
See, I have to
think. And if you make a bid for the city, you know the revenue you're bringing into your city is going to help you.
And
so the bids will be high.
It's going to be the same as the Super Bowl, too. They're not having it outdoors in cold weather cities. There's no chance.
Ticket prices will be extremely expensive, much more so than what a home
team. Yeah, that part stinks, too. That you have people pick a place, Detroit. Those people have been waiting for a winner for years.
Right.
Now you're telling the everyday fan in Detroit who has season tickets there, now in order to go see your team finally in a conference title game,
pay twice as much.
You're going to have to travel to L.A. and go stay in a hotel.
You're spending $15,000 more.
Right.
Just with everyone.
You know, and I have to think the NFL has been thinking about this and was waiting for the opportunity. And the Hamlin injury was the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, that part is sort of ugly, too.
It is.
Is it not?
I was so glad Joe Burrow had the response he did to Tracy Wolfson.
Did you see that, Joe?
That
get your
great.
Refunds.
You better refund the people.
I hate this. And unless Pittsburgh, there's no way they're having it at outdoor cold weather sites, Ron. Would you agree?
They've had Super Bowls. Yeah, it was New York, right?
Minneapolis
was inside. Detroit was inside. Beyond that, you know, I love living in Pittsburgh. I've spent my life here. This isn't exactly a destination where I want to come party for a week, even if there's an indoor stadium. You know, I don't want to spend the week in Pittsburgh. Just like I didn't really want to spend the week in Detroit or Minneapolis. But, you know, they're not going to bring it here. No.
No. So when this happens,
those sponsors aren't going to want to come here, put it that way.
You'll never have. In a town with a rich history like this, you will never see another conference title game in this city. What do you think of that, Bob?
Well, do you think they'll get enough votes? Do you think owners will agree with this?
That's a good question.
If they tell them how much you're going to make extra, they will.
If Roger Goodell says he wants it that way, sometimes it goes the other way. He's usually their lackey. But if he tells them, yeah, I want this, I compare it to the neutral site game in the first place. Ron was touting this from the beginning. That the league seems to want it, so I bet you the owners will. And they did. By the way, Cincinnati got totally screwed over in that. Good for them that they won.
Yeah.
And you know I wanted Buffalo to win. But that was ridiculous what happened to them.
They went out of their way to do what they did, and they didn't have to do it.
Twice did you see it.
Zach Taylor was kind of thumbing his nose.
Yeah.
So we keep screwing up their plans, don't we? I love to screw up their plans.
Right. Exactly. I don't know. I don't like this at all. That's the bottom line.
But I agree with you. It's going to happen.
As early as next season, it'll happen. 50,000 seats in no time. I forget what I was going to say.
Why stop there? Why stop at 50,000 seats?
Oh, I know what I was
going to
say.
Why go to Pasadena? Why not make it someplace where you could put 100,000 people?
Well, of course. Yeah, that's where they will go. But what I think the NFL is going to do, maybe as soon as the next couple of years, is go to an eighth playoff team, and then they'll be able to say, hey, you can still have two home games as the one seed.
No bye.
First round, no bye. First round, second round. So, see, teams can still get two home games. That's a big deal. And then you go and you play in the AFC title game, and then you go to the Super Bowl. That's what's going to happen.
And you know what else is going to happen before we know it? 18-game season as opposed to 17 games.
That's
we're definitely going to see that.
It's too uneven, and don't make it even. They're going to get to that at some point.
Why wouldn't they go to an eighth playoff team? They're down to one bye as it is. What's the difference? Go to none. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Do you want to see an eighth playoff team, either of you? Then the Steelers could go 8-8-1 and everybody celebrate.
You know, I like playoff games. I mean, I'm not opposed to 18 games. You know, I know I don't have to worry about player safety. I love real football games, and I would take an extra playoff game.
Plus, the league could very easily say, go ahead and criticize us. Over 50% of the teams in the NHL make it. Right? 8 of 15 in each conference. Yeah. And even more than that in the NBA.
NBA now they're having the
basically
play-in game.
10.
They have 10.
10 of 16, yeah. Or 10 of, what is it, 15 or 16 in that league?
15.
So the NFL can say, we're still not near those two leagues. We have 50% of the teams make it. God bless you, Bob.
Thank you. If that's the case, then they should, and they won't do this either, reduce the number of games in the regular season.
They're not going to do that.
No, they'll increase.
I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about basketball.
Oh.
If they're going to have 10 playoff teams and you're going to play these situations that are play-in, you got at some point cut somewhere. You'll still make more money. It may not be as much as you would get with 82 regular season games, but I think that's an awful lot of stress for
the Steelers
players.
Would have been in this year as the eighth playoff team. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are.
And then in the NFC, the eighth playoff team would have been your fighting kneecaps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.